Gentlemen, my name is Chris Paste, and to my right
is San Andreas Matt. To my right,
what's the
buns? Oh, we've got someone else.
If you want a website, I can make that dream come true for AKA to you.
Yeah,
the man who gives the jobs in the warehouse is a personal friend of mine.
That voice that you just heard then is Johnny. Yeah, pseudonym. It's actually not a pseudonym, it's a real name. We're not going to use last name because don't know any of you lot.
Johnny Higgs Boson.
Johnny is a web developer, and if you want to tweet him up, follow him at L3 Creative. L Lima 3 Creative, 3 the number. Yeah. And to his right
is Boyd Adams.
We're back, yeah? You've been waiting for a podcast. You're getting it. You're getting it now.
You're having it.
Having it, lads.
Oh, for a reason.
We're back in the mix. And first things first, you might find that the quality of this podcast is amazing. The reason for that is because I've bought an iRig Miccast, right? I've not been given it by Apple.
We now own it.
Yeah, it's the podcasts now. So, we've also got a special guest with us, as you already are aware. It's Johnny from L3 Creative. Hi, Kenny. Johnny, pseudonym, Kenny. So I think we're just going to start off with general news. General news have we got to talk about?
Well, I think it'd be fair to say you've been out, Chris Paste, and treated yourself to some new gear, haven't you?
I've gone nuts.
Yeah.
He's gone nuts.
It's 100% pure.
He's bought some lube, some small Johnnies.
Some Jorex extra smalls.
Some plastic smallies.
Still falling off.
Standing off they are. So basically,
looks like a Power Ranger, basically.
If you've been following us on Twitter, which you should have been, then you'll know that I've gone out, I've gone to the Rocket Centre, at Rocket Centre, Blackburn.
You got sorted out.
Yep, and I bought...
Sharon sorted him out.
Sharon and Johnny sorted me out there.
No worries.
Not like that. Not like that.
Sharon an extra small joint.
So I've got myself a two-piece Alpine Star. It's the one with the bump back on it. What are the pants called? What were they called now? Missile Jean they're called, but they're a leather. And I've gone for some Alpine Star Pro boots, the GP Pro boots. They were on £100 discount. And I've gone for some GPX gloves. They're just like a wrist height glove, leather.
He's got such big forearms, he can't get the rest of the arm ones up, so he has to...
Excuse me. Well, before that, I had the Dionysian ones, didn't I? I had the wrist Dionysian ones. And to be honest, I bought them about, 4 or 5 years ago?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah.
And they've just changed everything for me riding-wise. They're brilliant. So I've gone for them again. I was very close to buying the Nox Handroids.
They're a bit much, aren't they, though? Well, and some people rave about them. I'm just used to shorter gloves, and the Handroid ones just seem... I think they're a bit... They're just a bit much. They feel a bit too much for me.
The mental. I think you get to a point where you've got to be able to feel what's going on. And... Bud's doing a penis gag. penis in his mouth gag. You've got to be able to feel it.
In his mouth.
So anyway, so I went for them. I went for that, but the big purchase was an Arai Rebel helmet, which it's
fake, isn't it?
Gloss black, fake. I paid a shitload for it.
It's a good knockoff one, though.
No, we're only gagging. The Rocket Centre only sells legit gear.
Legit.
He didn't get it from there.
They only sell legit fakes in there. So I'm very, very pleased with the purchases. It's terrible, though, because I feel like I should now be...
It's terrible, though, because he's now got to pay it off.
Yeah, I've got to pay it. I'll put it on credit card, so fuck it. Yeah, I'm not paying for it. Tesco are. So I went for that, and I feel a bit like a noob again now. It's all the gear and no idea. Back up at Rivi with fucking brand new leathers, mooching around like a fucking stormtrooper.
Yeah, he's just walking around. He's not on a bike, like, just walking around.
Yeah, I'm not got my bike with me. I just get a taxi to Rivi and then just fucking walk around with all my shit on.
Yeah, Sunday roast.
Any of you local to the northwest and don't know what Rivi is, Google it, Rivington. Get up there on your bizzles. It is a quality road.
Yeah, it is. It's good. Blue Lagoon over there. So yeah, so we got that, and then the big thing, which fucking hell, you could spend a full podcast talking about this, really, but we've decided to go all out, and we have purchased the Bluetooth communicators for the in helmet communication system, and we've gone for the Senna 20S systems now.
Well, Boyd Adams doesn't really know what the quality's like because he's not got his yet. So
I have got it. I've just not fitted it.
He didn't bring it.
He's not used it.
Didn't fit it. Not asked about it, eh, Boyd? It's not interested.
It's really upsetting, Pace, that I've not got it fitted. I've had it for 3 days now and I've not fitted it.
3 days. So we're looking for new hosts for the podcast on a full monthly basis. So the Senna's... me and Matt have had.
I've not been invited. I don't get invited out on rides anymore. That's why I had to buy it. They just go out on their own. Centres only.
So we bought these. They're 185 quid. We've got them off Amazon and bought mine. Fucking broke straight away. the speaker blew straight away, innit?
But a good companies that Amazon and Centre are.
Yeah, they are.
Sort you out.
Yeah, they're absolutely brilliant. So, first of all, I got in touch with Senna and I basically said, look,
basically,
the speaker in this has blown, mate. And he went, right. So I said, well, obviously I want a new speaker. And he went, well, who did you buy it off? So I said, well, yeah, warranty, innit? So he said, yeah, who did you buy it off? So I said, well, I bought it off Amazon. And he went, just get in touch with Amazon.
Yeah, go back to the
So channel. Boyd Adams said, get back in touch with Amazon, just sort it out straight away, knob. So, yeah, listen, mate, yeah, I know about buying things online, yeah. So anyway, eventually I went back to Amazon and they sent me a brand new one, so I've got to send that back. In fact, funnily enough, the microphone is being propped up by the box that should have gone back to Amazon with it in, but I've not sent it back yet, just in case anything goes wrong with the new one that I've got, so that I can swap them around. But nothing has gone wrong with it yet, so they're brilliant, aren't they?
Oh, they're fantastic, mate.
Yeah, they're great.
Absolutely fantastic. You don't know anything about them, mate. You've not heard them.
I've heard you talking about
you
them.
Can't, I've heard you please be silent in this conversation. Me and Paige just talked to you about that a minute.
Yeah.
So, we took them out for the first time, didn't we?
Yeah, well, actually, you came round to mine, and the first thing we did with them was put them on our heads, the helmets.
Which
the Arais. And we walked outside my house, and I walked up the street.
Can you hear me now?
And Med walked out, and a guy was walking his dog and looked at you, Med, as if to say, what the fuck is going on here?
Evening.
Because he saw two lads in the middle of the street wearing helmets.
Nothing else.
Yeah. So anyway, and it worked perfectly, and you can do everything. I'm not going to go into what you can do, because just go on YouTube, look at them. They're brilliant. It was between that and the Interphone for me at the time. The Interphone F5 is brilliant. But, high balls. But, it came down to the fact that the Sennas allow you to play things. So basically, they've got a three-channel Bluetooth system on them, basically. And you can listen to multiple Bluetooth systems at the same time. So you can listen to your GPS, you can listen to your music, and you can talk in a 10-way Bluetooth walkie-talkie conversation. So I was sold on that, and we bought it. And that was that. We bought that.
Yeah.
And then Boyd, you've got some new indicators and something else to talk about.
Yeah, I do, yeah. So I put a new tail tidy because, you know, the bikes nowadays have these ugly, horrible tail tidies, as you know, that come stock. So the bike that I bought, I replaced, put the tail tidy on, but then it had these massive big orange indicators on the blade. So when I was out for a ride, caught it with my hip, snapped the bloody indicator. Anyway, so I've replaced it, and one of Paste's colleagues had some indicators, which I've always been reluctant to buy, because sometimes when you get these
tight bastard, after
well, I am a tight bastard, yeah, but he gave them me for a tenner. So these aftermarket ones, sometimes they're a bit shit. Like, I've had flush mounted ones on my bike before, and you can't really see them. But I fitted them anyway. The only blag was I needed to, without having to cut the wires and stuff, buy some little additional connectors, which were fine, like £5 off eBay. So I put those on.
Oh, so you had to do that? You actually bought some...
Connectors. So yeah,
they were standard electrical connectors that you bought, just like spade connectors or something.
Yeah, the well, you'll see the little plastic clip that connects your indicators to the main wiring.
he's getting it now.
They're just standard. They're pretty standard. Although I did buy two batches because the first one I got didn't fit, so I don't know which ones they were. So anyway, I fitted them, and it turns out that they're actually great. They're really bright, aren't they? Almost as bright as the stock
LED
ones. Yeah, the lid.
See, that's what I didn't realise about them, because if you buy anything LED, you've got to have...
canvas resistor, isn't it?
Yeah. Which I didn't...
Yeah, they didn't flash quickly, did they?
No.
No.
So I don't know whether that's something...
Yeah, that was quite good, actually. Sometimes you get them, don't they, and they flash really quickly.
Mm. What? Resistors? Some of them?
Yeah.
Some electrical systems need resistors to get LEDs, so they'll flash really quickly, or they'll just have a dull...
Because yours are right. Yours actually flashed in time with the front ones as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, yeah.
So that they didn't need any messing around
so
with.
So that's pretty good. I'm pretty pleased with those. I'll stick a picture up. And then the other thing that's been annoying me, I had this massive registration plate with the advertisement on of the old place I bought it from. But because I had a tail tidy put on, it like stuck out and nearly touched the wheel. So we kind of... I mean, I've had stupid number plates on that are probably... Three by five...
Yeah.
It's like honestly they were
two
ridiculous
two-inch.
So I had to and I've been stopped by the police before and fined for having a small plate. which I think it was £30, but I think they can actually fine you now up to £100. And then they can report it to the DVLA. if they catch you again, they can revoke your registration plate, and then you've got to.
Take it.
Yeah.
See you later.
So I toyed with the idea of getting 8x6, and ended up getting 7x5, which I've not fitted yet.
See, the thing is,
you've not fitted your center. No. You've not fitted your plate.
It's been cold.
You've fitted your indicators. He's done one out of three. That's your lot.
I fitted my indicators. So yeah, the 7x5 seems all right. It's standard. Text, the 3D text, so the text is legit, but actually the number plate isn't. It is road.
But it looks normal, doesn't it? That's the only thing that's different about it is the size. Everything else about the plate is actually normal.
I actually think the letters, I think are legal.
Oh, are they?
I think so. Right. I think because there's two things with registration plates is that there's the letter sizing and there's a spacing in between them. Mm. So that if they can recognise it. Funnily enough, I was watching Police Interceptors the other day.
This guy thought he was going to get away with it.
And they stopped some guy on an R6, and he had the most ridiculously on-top plate.
What a knob.
Anyway, but the letters weren't even legit. You know where they have it like italics? Mm. And it was just some hag police woman.
My mum, that, bro.
yeah, it was Johnny's mum. She's called Hagrid. That's actually her name. But so she stopped him. Anyway, he didn't have insurance, and
He was 46 miles away from home. And the policewoman said, you've got 10 minutes to sort out your insurance.
You've got 10 minutes to get back. If you can make it.
So he rang the insurance, didn't have any money, and ended up just walking home. And while they towed the bike. So yeah, I've got this new plate on. My plate is legal.
Mine's legal.
Yeah, everything we do is legal.
We don't condone. No, we do condone everything that's naughty. We condemn.
What do you think?
Well,
what do you think?
What do you think? Condemn?
What do you?
What's condemn?
Well, condemn is bad, so I condemn it. It's naughty.
Okay,
but I condone anything that's good.
Not a guess.
So yeah, we do whatever's all right.
Do you condone good stuff then?
No, I condone good stuff. Yeah,
condone means good.
I concur. Condone is a good thing. Yeah, I wouldn't condemn anyone that didn't condone condoms.
Extra small condoms.
Fucking hell, I got myself out of that one. Okay, so. Yeah, I've already told you about we've got a board, you see, as you already know, if you're a long-time listener. If you're not, well, anyway.
Catch up.
Don't listen to the first one, it was shit. The GoPro 4, Ned.
Yeah, we've recently purchased a GoPro.
A what?
GoPro.
Hey? Oh, yeah.
A Mofo 4.
A Mofo 4.
If you've not got a GoPro 4.
Get one.
Get a Mofo 4.
Get a Mofo 4. No, a GoPro 4 Hero Silver.
I need a hero.
So yeah, that'll be one for the future thing. We're going to get the YouTube channel up and going when the summer kicks in.
So we've been saying that we're going to get the YouTube channel going since the first podcast, is it? When did we start that? No, last summer. We've not even touched it yet.
Yeah, but we've not had a GoPro, have we?
No, I'm saying we will get the YouTube channel going at some point.
We're not turning lines here yet.
But we will.
We will do.
We'll get it going.
But yeah, it's good. It's good quality. It's filmed in 4K, which is incredible.
Brilliant. Takes photos in 4K. Yeah.
One of the best features on it as well for me is it's got a little button that you can mark your footage. So when you go back to edit later on, if something incredible happens on your ride, you can just... Press a button on the side of it, which when you go back to edit it, will put markers onto the...
That's brilliant.
It's fantastic.
No, that is brilliant. That is brilliant.
So, Pete is now opening a bottle of beer with his iPhone.
iPhone 6.
5S.
4.
5S.
3.
3S.
2. 1.
iPhone 4.
Thunderbirds are going.
Speaking of old iPhones, do you know how much they're selling the original iPods for now on eBay?
Well, I want to know because I fucking got one in my truck.
An original iPod?
Yeah, they're all after
I've got an original iPod in my
Who's
truck.
Who's after them? $5,000.
Yeah.
What?
They're selling on eBay for $5,000 original iPods.
You got your keys, mate?
No.
Where your keys?
Actually, it's not in my truck.
Yeah. Where is it?
It's in the safe.
Somebody's pillow.
Get out.
$5,000 original click wheel and stuff.
Who's paying $5,000 for that piece of shit?
You mean the ones that have the
first original...
With the red backlit ones.
I don't think they're... Are they red backlit?
Yeah,
they've
got a red backlit light.
There was one that had like four buttons around like in a circle shape. And then the next one after that had the click wheel.
What?
Yeah, $5,000. With original packaging and boxes.
Oh, that's so, well,
yeah, but still, I think the other ones are selling just iPods original, like a couple of grand.
Mm.
Yeah.
Do you not remember me saying to you?
No.
Fucking that black paint went all over it. I had to clean it all off.
Oh, no, if they've got black paint on.
The miles more expensive if they've got the proper black paint on them. So the GoPro 4, you're very happy with that?
Well, the first sort of testing's gone really well, yeah. Took up to the legs last weekend doing a 4x4 weekend and it was good, got some good footage of it.
Where did you put it?
I've got a chesty.
A what?
I've got a chesty.
Chesty cock.
It's a chesty cock.
It's California.
You just mount it on your chest?
Yeah, chest mount. But it also comes with the helmet pads and whatnot, so that I just blagged that.
Nice.
So yeah, I've got
very nice.
Got a chesty, so I can mount it wherever you want. Because if you're thinking,
when you see some good footage of that in the four, because Med went on a 4x4 off-road day in the lake.
Yeah, it was good. Good laugh.
He just got a shitload of footage of the fucking steering wheel then.
No, I saw this.
They can't see you on it, man.
No, about this. No, because when you ride on your bike, you either get two angles. You have the helmet, you can see what's going on around you. But with your chesty, you actually get the lean in the bike, so you get your handles and whatnot on there, so you get a different angle.
Excellent,
Ned.
Well, very good.
We should see with that the next podcast and the next YouTube upload, maybe.
We're getting there now. So in 4 months' time, when the next podcast comes out, we'll have ended summer, and we should have about 400 videos. So the other thing with the GoPros, because we bought these Sennas, Senna also do their incarnation of the HD video world, and theirs is called the Prism. Now, the advantage of this is that the other thing with the Senna, which I loved about it, was if you buy another little black box that they do, it's not expensive, it's like 30 quid or something, then you can actually link up your Senna to your GoPro. And what that means is that if there's three of us all linked up Bluetooth-wise and you're video recording off your GoPro, then the GoPro will record the video, the audio from outside, but it'll also record the audio from you, me,
very nice.
And him at the same time. Well, the thing with the Prisms is they're pound for pound pretty much the same. Not as the 4 Black, which is the 4K one with GoPros. But they are like 1080, like 60 frames per second, the shit off.
Yeah.
But they don't need the little black box as well. So all you do is turn it on and the voice command. So you can say, you tap the Senna and look at videos, I'm not going to explain it now, but you tap your Bluetooth communicator and you say, start recording. And it starts recording video footage from this little Prism. So basically what they're saying is that they're making life a hell of a lot easier for you if you go for this
nice
Prism system.
Which is the Prism system?
They are the same price as the GoPro 4s, are about 400 quid. They're not cheap. But it's...
Is it getting credit card?
Fucking Tesco will pay for it, mate. They will pay for everything, honestly.
There's a credit card available.
Other credit cards. Well, there's not at the minute. Fucking awesome.
In terms of conditions apply. So
that in effect, really, for tech, I mean, I feel as though we've not really done the Senna's justice, because we haven't. There's going to have to be some sort of video footage of all this sort of stuff. And but next podcast, what I will promise is I will get some on-the-road recordings of us all speaking into these Senna's. Because, I mean, I rang you, Boyd, off the Senna.
Yeah.
And you couldn't believe it, could you?
Yeah.
You didn't even actually believe I was on the bike.
No, I could. It was unbelievable. He said he was going 30 miles an hour, and it just sounded...
That's in a 20 as well. 30 and a 20.
And it sounded it was crystal clear.
Yeah.
Although it sounded like... It put me on speakerphone and was just a little bit... And was holding the phone just slightly away from his mouth. Golf. But still... It was outstanding quality.
So, up to now,
incredibly,
incredibly happy about it. Yeah, the fitting of it, actually, just to go into that really quickly, the fitting of it, I've fitted it to the RI, so I've never messed with an RI before, but they're all the same, really. They clip out nicely, the internals.
They are
clipped out, the Senna's dead easy, it's just a clamp on the side, it locks down with a couple of Allen keys, and literally... Job done. Run the wire up through the top so you get FM radio, and the FM radio works perfectly, doesn't it?
Right.
Absolutely brilliant. Right. Yeah, you just click a button on the back. You set it all up either through your app on the phone, which is another reason why we went for the Senna, because none of the other ones have an app. The best thing is about that as well is you can connect everybody through the app. Yeah. So there's no messing around with like holding, pressing buttons at the set 5 seconds, all this shit. You do it on the app, it's job done. But you put in all your presets on the app, and then you just click the button at the back, and it just changes just on the fly, straight away, no problem, easy peasy.
Great!
So we can go on with that.
Absolutely great!
But we won't. So the only other two things in general catch-up that I've got is, at the The only other things that I'm going to buy for my bike at the minute this year are going to be, I'm going to get some rear sets, I'm going to get some new small levers.
And a new tyre.
Well, I'm going to talk about that later, yeah, new tyre. But I'm also going to get some Brady Dozes because it's about fucking time, to be quite honest. It's a disgrace. I should have got them first, I didn't. I think the next point from moving on, I'd like to bring Johnny in to the convo. Has been sat there quietly,
yeah.
Sat there patiently waiting.
A little bit of family problems and that.
He's texting. Johnny is recently a new dad. Congratulations. So, first of all, just a little bit of background. Johnny is the head of a company called L3 Creative. And it's at L3 Creative on Twitter, which I said before. If you want to have a look at their website, l3creative.co.uk. And he's going to be doing our website at some point when we can get some sponsors together. I want to just sort of put people in the frame of sort of Johnny's motorcycle background in terms of what he's experienced motorbike-wise. When I was 16, 17, I had the RS50 and stuff. Then I got the VFR 400 and what have you. And I used to pick him up. We used to go to school on the back of it and stuff. Maybe you would like to elaborate on these little points. You probably know him better than I do, being
just a all kinds of gags, really, wasn't it? I mean...
You had a cool helmet, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Fucking
top
hell.
Of the range. Oh, yeah. FM helmet.
FM helmet. We'd drawn a very intricate middle finger on the top of the helmet.
Impermanent markers, so it was legit. It wasn't like a fucking piss.
And whenever we used to pass any police, we'd drop my head and politely tell them to fuck off.
That's a joke.
No, seriously. Hagrid.
That was my mum, innit?
But just general gags on the bike. Used to have a little code on the back.
Oh yeah,
and it was
code. I forgot about the code.
Whenever he was gonna go hell for leather, it'd be a quick.
Whenever I was gonna
quick
go
tap
the speed
on
limit.
Me, oh, yeah.
Whenever I was gonna really go to the
right
speed
up
limit,
to that speed
the
limit.
Green, 60 mile an hour was fucking
he'd give
intense.
Me a tap, and I'd
and he'd
oh, I'd hold.
He'd hold him.
I'd hold on for dear life, and I could feel it throbbing between his legs. It was just incredible. Like,
and what was the bite like?
But when does Jack and I?
So we used to, yeah, and I mean, these were back in the days when I was, I had a Frank Thomas jacket and thought I was King Ding.
Yeah.
I had no
a fucking a Bolton School blazer.
I had a monitor's tie. So,
we went to school on the VFR 400 one day. Both of us wearing full suits, no leather, two helmets, and no leathers, all the way to school, and it fucking
oh,
pissed
him
out.
And I don't know if you're listening, Corinne, but yeah, we dusted your mum. Wheelie.
We got to a traffic light, so one of the girls that was at the school, she looked at us and was like, "Hey, I'm mum." Rev the car. I can't remember what car.
X5.
And an X5. And we set off at the speed limit. So not to 30.
It not
And we nearly came off, didn't we? We had a bit of a moment. I mean, I was fully in control at that point. But I don't think you realised how in control I was. But I don't think I did. But, anyway, there, that's Johnny, and tonight we're having a bit of a lad's night in, a few beers, yeah, a few pizzas, fucking naughty. So, I think it's time now to go into our other section, which a lot of our fans enjoy, which is the newbie files.
The newbie files.
The newbie files.
Andreas Metz newbie files.
tell you one thing.
Here he is now, he's got his own section.
I've already got a fucking braided hoses, so fuck y'all! Oh, oh yeah!
You know, it doesn't have to be me going into the newbie files.
Yeah, boy! Right, yeah, so I did the age old, it got round to. It got round to spring, got all my gear on, when I got the bizzle.
All his gear.
Flat battery.
Start the bike,
flat fucking battery. Ride. So not only that, I whacked the battery charger on, I went, yeah, I've been eating 2 minutes. Nothing. So I've just drained what I've just wasted those 2 minutes charging up the battery in trying to tick over the bag, and it just fucking nah. Oh, brilliant. So to wait about half an hour, and then got it going again. But that's when me and
how did you get it going?
Just left the battery on charger for on
charge.
Yeah.
Which one is it that you've got?
It's the Halfords fully automatic battery charger. It's
are available.
Plug in his own. I can fully vouch for the Halfords products. They are A1 product. The managers are in particular fantastic people.
When I just like to vouch as well. I can fully vouch for the Halfords products. They are fantastic products.
I can vouch for the Oxford Optimizer.
Yep, sell that as well.
I can't vouch for the one that I had, Optimate, because it's shit. And whatever anybody says now, there's going to be loads of tweets coming in now. There's not. I wish there were. There's going to be loads of tweets now, yeah?
Oh.
Yeah? Tweet in, have a go.
There's loads of tweets
now. Oh, Twitter is blowing up.
Saying, what are you on about, Pace? Oh, I've got a fucking piece of shit as well, and it's fucking well good. Listen, Optimates are shit. Now, did he just say that so that he gets a load of people coming in? Or not, who knows, but why don't you just say something? Yeah, say something.
Yeah, so, back to where we were going from before. Before I was rudely interrupted.
Sorry, flat battery.
Yeah, then the weather turned for the good, finally, for the good, so we didn't invite... We didn't invite...
We didn't invite
because you didn't buy the centre. So we went out doing a road test, and it was a good day, actually. Good day.
It was a good day.
Good afternoon.
And then, the funny thing about it was, Paced even pretended to dial my number like 6 times... Instantly
one bell,
and then screenshotted it and sent it me saying, I tried to get hold of you, mate.
Tell him about the ride that we didn't go out on.
Excuse me. That was charged up the bike. A little bit before that, actually. I should have started off on this one, but you've wrote them in the wrong way around.
Thinking that says wanking new helmet, but it says wanting new helmet. So sorry about that.
You've got a new helmet that you wank.
Who wants a new helmet?
Well, to be fair.
You want a new helmet?
Yeah. I want a new helmet. Just let me go on with my stuff. Stop butting in on my
don't
shit. Just going home. Fuck off.
You've only managed to get in 4 months here.
Right, so before they actually found out that I got a flat battery, I actually park the bike at my parents' gaff at the minute because they've got a garage and I don't. But because it's all them gears at the parents, I went and hid it all so they didn't fucking start messing with it, mauling with it, doing shit with. Could I find everything? Could I fuck find everything? Hid it all in different places, found one glove, couldn't find the other, found my helmet, alright, eventually I found it all.
No change there then, mate. You can never find the right gear, you.
What will your mum and dad want to be doing with leather gear, bro?
you know.
Why did you have to hide it?
Why?
But why?
Because, but my dad.
Because my mum... keep dropping shit on my fucking helmet.
Ah, oh, fair enough.
I don't get it. I don't. What's funny? What's funny?
Well, she should have listened.
Twitter's going mad. Twitter's going mad.
It's blown
up. No one's
eyes are going absolutely mad for this one.
No one was asked about the Optimate. Hold on a minute. What's going on here? So go on.
Go on, Bolt.com.
Not playing anymore. Not playing.
Thank God for that. Right,
lads. Right, anyway. Yeah, so. I just want to confirm, we've been going on for the last couple of podcasts that I've been doing an oil fix. Anyone's got an SV650 of a certain age will know that the clutch plate cover is a pile of wank that they fitted. It was a plastic compound that they fitted. And warps over time under heat as well. So I got a nice little oil drip at the back end of last year.
Mm.
But I recently ordered in a cast plate from the USA. which was made by Spears Enterprises, California. Mm. Yay!
Looks good as well.
Which was quite fun when I ordered that, tracking it across the United States, going from San Fran.
Took a while to come, that, didn't it?
Yeah. Paid as little postage as possible.
I was just waiting. Waiting for the gag. Took a while to come. Sorry.
Took a while to arrive.
So yeah, that came. That's got fitted now. it came.
Eventually it came.
And when I come, I come like a thunder.
How many beers did you have?
Sorry. One and a half. So yeah, that came. And fitted it, used a bit of instant gasket, got some new shiny bolts, and then whacked it on, and it's absolutely worked a treat. So I will have no oil leak. Touch wood. My own. sorry, let me say that again.
Podcast 6, innuendo!
Touch massive wood. So, that's about it for my newbie files. Anyone got any else?
Well, no, it's not.
What's that?
Wanking a new helmet.
Wanking your new helmet.
Oh, yeah, I wank my helmet regular. No, I've come to the end of my first season on the Bizzle now. And I'm looking to purchase a new helmet. I want a matte black helmet. So yeah, I've taken Pace route. He's got about 15. So
matte ones.
Yeah. I'm looking to buy a new helmet. So
have you looked?
The thing that's annoying about it though, if you've got a few helmets, then
then you're a lucky man.
Then when we're going out, you always have to put the centre one on because you're not going to be bothered with refitting it and rewiring it. And
no,
like
if
that.
We all three of us go out, we won't wear the centres. But if it's just me and Paige, we'll wear the centres.
I don't like where this is going. But it is, though, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
If you want to put it in, I don't know. You can't really switch your helmets.
Well, this is what Paige and I were saying. We were looking to buy maybe another microphone and speaker set.
65 quid.
So you can mount them into different helmets, and then if you could bid that way inclined, taking the clamp off and then just putting the centre onto your different helmets, that wouldn't take too long.
So 65 quid will get you a speaker and a clamp system.
Yeah, that'd be a blag.
No, it wouldn't, though.
65 quid as well, isn't it?
Hey?
65
quid.
I'm just saying. It's just something to think
it's
about.
It's tight.
65
quid for a massive
lag. Yeah. 65 quid to keep unclamping and clamping your centre. So anyway, but you get a new helmet, because then you won't have a centre fitting on it, and your pace will go out.
No, it's not a lag. If you pay 65 quid, say for instance you've got two helmets, if you pay that 65 quid, then you get... Then you need to go to the doctor to start. But you get the speakers, the clamp and everything. All you're doing then is just choosing an helmet. You just take your centre and clip it in, that's it, you're gone. You don't have to worry about undoing anything. Because you've paid for your extra speakers.
He's not fitting
clamp.
Yet, he doesn't know what he's talking
he
about.
He doesn't know what he's on about. He
he's looking at you, he's like,
you still have to unclip something and clip it on
the No, it's my bad.
Do that every
it's
time
bad.
You go out.
You get the mount. So imagine like the old school sat-navs where they slide into a mount.
Ah, right.
You get the mount, it's on the helmet, so you just slide the centre in.
Yeah, still a blag.
You're a blag.
All right, no, that's fair enough. But yeah, it still costs money.
Yeah, which you alluded to.
You've also put finding gear, man.
Yeah, I've talked about that.
Yeah, he's talked about that.
Yeah, no, well, you're just saying you just put that.
No, you put that.
Below that. We've got a couple of newbie files, Boyd. Do you want to do yours first?
Have we?
The bottom one.
Oh, yeah, my bike.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Yeah, generally. Yeah, that's the bike.
Sorry, I was thinking of that.
Oh, yeah, my motorbike.
So I came to start my bike the other week, and I had it attached to this Oxford. I don't know which exact charger it's, but it had been attached to it for like a good few months. Yeah, something like that, pal. And so I just thought it would keep it ticking over; it'd be fine. And it wouldn't start properly, and I didn't. I thought, what's the point of having this fucking trickle charger if it's not maintaining the battery? Funny thing was with mine, about when I bought it, the battery wasn't in that great a nick anyway, but I just plugged it into this to hope I could get a bit more life out of it. So anyway, I had to give it a quick bump, only the length of the driveway, it wasn't that much, but it started, and then I went for a 15-20 minute blast, and by the time I got started it again, it seemed fine again. But it's just a pain in the arse, I think, that all of us get all the time, isn't it, when you get to your bike,
The thing is, I said
nine
before,
months of the year.
I went when I had my first CBI, I went travelling for 5 months. I came back, and none of this immobiliser shit. It was just a bike and a battery. And, you know, I didn't touch it for 5 months. I came back, and literally a tiny, tiny little bump, and it just started. And these bikes now, with their alarms and everything, they're fucked after like 2 weeks. Mm. It was a massive pain in the ass with my last CBR. But anyway,
yeah, pain in the ass with mine. Mine was the same.
What are you gonna do? So that's what I've been doing, bumping it and getting it right. So yeah.
Nothing wrong with a little bump on the grind.
Compared to what's your noobs?
Well, mine is a fucking noob one. So I went I went out on mine the other day, and yeah, so I went out on mine the other day. I had all my gear on. I was fucking absolute, you know, Power Ranger. And I must have ridden over what
Stanley
looks
knife.
Like a Stanley knife.
His dad was holding on to Stanley knife at the time.
So Stanley has found its way into my rear tyre, which is pretty much a brand new Pilot Power 2C2. So I thought, I got back and I didn't think anything of it because it hadn't gone down.
And, you just had him on the rim. Well, it wasn't sort of out.
Sparks or anything. So yeah, I get back, I put it in the garage. Anyway, I came back to it the other day, looked at it, and I thought, hold on a minute, there's something not right here. So, cut a long story short, I thought it was just tyre pressure. So I've looked at it today, and when you look at it and it says 0 PSI in it, then you have got an issue with tyre pressure. So I went to Alfred's because fantastic shop, and got myself a tyre pressure gauge digital from a fantastic shop from Alfred's. Anyway, yeah, it came back at zero. So I've looked around on it, and yeah, half a Stanley knife is stuck in it. So unfortunately, it's going to look like a new set of tyres. But luckily, one of the lads that I know has a set of Pirelli's Diablos. So I'm going to stick them on. The wheel's already off. It's in the garage.
So you're just doing two swapping front and back then?
I'm going to swap it over, yeah, completely. Put Pirelli's on it front and rear, yeah. And that should be me. So the next podcast, I'll let you know exactly how them. I mean, the Pilot Pros, they're a good tyre. They've been good. There's nothing that I can say that they're amazing. They're not like, when I got the Bridgestone Battle Axes, I got some 014s. This was a while back. I had them on an R6. And I remember them being, they were like tar. They stuck to the ground. They were amazing. They were great tyres. I can't really say that about the Michelin. They're not amazing. They're just an all right all round tyre. They're not anything to write home about. So
I found them really good.
They are good. They're not bad by any means. But I couldn't say to you that, like, you know, oh my god, these tyres. Do you know what I mean?
You said that. I've had a pair of Dunlops that were really. I just thought they were shit, and when I changed up, I realised that how shit the tyres were. But I've got Dunlops on mine now, and they're brilliant.
Mm.
Absolutely brilliant.
See, the thing is, as well, if you leave it a season and come back to them, sometimes they're just not the same tyre anyway. Yeah. You get on the bike, and they're just they're not the same. But yeah, so that's that. So I'll what I'll be doing in the next podcast, I'll be letting you know. I mean, it's going to start going tits now, isn't it? Because we're getting to that time of year. So we are going to be hopefully doing a lot more podcasts and everything. So reviews and shit, if you want to give us some stuff to review, yeah? Tyres.
Halfords.
Yeah?
We'll give you a Boardman.
I could desperately do with a tyre inflator. Halfords. At Halfords, Bolton, whatever. Southport, anywhere. Yeah?
Yeah.
Or Wigan.
Croydon,
you know, or Scotland, then that'd be great. So yeah, so I think that we've nailed the newbie files.
The newbie files. It's messing around with your brain, going from side to side. Woo!
Rick and Andrea, man. Bombarding for space.
So now we're going to come on to a section of the show which we've never done before, and it's the listener section. And I've written that, and it's shit. So by the time we come up with the next podcast, it will be something miles better than that. It'll be called something a lot better than that. So we've received, boys, we've received questions. We've received questions from Blacktop Media, and we've also received an email, audio file, from a chap called Griff, pseudonym, and I'm going to play that audio file now.
Hi, my name's Griff. I'm from Bury, and my question is, have you done any track days? What's your take on track days? And if you've done any track days, what or who were they with? Thank you. Love the podcast, boys. Keep it up.
So that was Griff. That was Griff.
Thanks for that,
from
Griff.
Bury.
Can't remember the question.
So, well, the questions were
track days. Oh, track days.
What do you think about track days? And who have you done track days with? I think basically what the question is here is about track days. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Right, I can answer them. No, brilliant, and no, not with
anyone. Boys?
No, I've not done a track day per se. I've been round the Nürburgring.
Well, you have done a track day. Just walked round it.
Yeah, I walked round it. No, I went to. On the second time I went to Europe, we went around the Nürburgring. I guess in answer to your question, Griff, what have I done track days? Well, I've been around the Nürburgring, but I've never done track days here in the UK. What do I think of them? Yeah, great. Would love to do one and get involved. You know, the weather, they're quite expensive, and you can never predict things with the weather. And also, I think, like, for you know, for someone that's not done a track day, going into that environment, it's quite intimidating as well. Whereas the Nürburgring was great because you just kind of rocked up, and like, obviously they're quite highly regulated track days in the UK. But whereas the Nürburgring and getting that experience, you can just like rock up. There's vans there, there's cars there, and I love that element of it, of just being able to rock up, which I think you can do actually at the Three Sisters, can't you? I think they do like
once a month.
Yeah, £10, and you can
first
just kind
Tuesday.
Of go around. So yeah, love the idea. Love going around like tracks and getting your knee down and all that. But yeah, limited experience, but absolutely love them. And I think people get fixated on them. But you know, again, it is an expensive hobby as well. So. That's my take.
My take on them is I've done three in this country, but I've done one with Boyd on the Nürburgring. The Nürburgring was a completely different scenario. It was surreal from start to finish on that, and I think there's no point in trying to explain it unless you go and do it. Then it's one of them things that you just can't sort of really explain it. It's mental. It's a very surreal thing. It's 14 miles. It feels like it's about 400 meters. You start it, you finish it, and then you wonder where it all went. The track days that I've done over here, I've done at Alton Park. The first one that I did was Pissing It Down, and I did with No Limits. I rented an R6 out from them. It was a great deal. I would do that. Not without a doubt, I would do it again. It was £500 deposit. You get that back if you don't bin the bike. And they will all day change your tyres for you as many times as you like. So if you go out in your group, I was in the novice group to start off with. If you go out in your group, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that, lads.
He's at the back of the novice bike.
Right?
It was behind the RS50 at the back.
It started pissing it down, and they changed me to full wets, which I didn't have a clue what to do on because I've never ridden on a wet time for my life. And then it started to dry up, and they changed them back to what's it, dual compounds for me, which is great.
Still don't have a clue what to do on
them. Still don't have a clue what to fucking do on them.
Wait, lads, please.
Oh, there you are, you lot me.
Why is my bike limited?
Sure, it wasn't an R6. Yeah, they're brilliant. They are absolutely brilliant. I mean, if you're not all about going on the roads and getting into the biking on the roads and you really want to thrash a bike to fucking bits, then you could get a track bike and you could have just as much fun in a year, because let's face it, we only ride really in the summertime. You could go out and spend some decent money on a mint track bike, spend your money on track days, and you could have an absolute ball. You don't have to worry about getting caught speeding. You don't have to worry about, you know, crashing into a wall.
Yeah, well, you don't, bro. At the back of an office bike.
Wait.
So, you said you don't have to worry about getting caught speeding. You don't have to worry about speeding.
Yeah. So, I hope that answers your question, Griff. Thank you very much for your question. And send more of them in. I'll tell you what, this is an absolute... Oh, right, I've got it now. Right, so, at Blacktop Media on Twitter has sent us some questions, lads. And I'm not going to answer all of them because he sent us quite a few, but the ones that really got me were two of them.
Emotionally?
Got me emotionally, yeah. They did actually. One of them got me emotionally. An emoji. One of them got me emoji. So, not the emoji one, but the one that I really liked was at Lunatrix.
Will you go out with me?
Do you remember your first knee down? Boyd, do you remember your first knee down?
I certainly do. It was back in 1980. no, that's when I was born. Not 1980, but in the 80s. last summer. So I've been riding for a few years, and I was adamant I said, I'm going to get my knee down around this roundabout. So I went around this roundabout.
15,000 times.
Yeah, I reckon it must have been, how many times do you reckon I went around it?
Well,
he just told you 15,000.
I'd say it's about 15 cigs by the time they got back. Yeah.
I reckon it was about 40, 50 times around the roundabout.
Yeah. To be fair, yeah, Pace went in front of me because he's a knee down master. He just gets his knee down all the time. But I hadn't. What actually was happening was I was in the wrong gear. So I was trying to go around it in second, which is alright.
Were you in Alpine Stars?
No, that was the problem as well.
What gear,
man? I was going round it in the wrong gear. Just the way to put it. So anyway, I changed my gear from Alpine Stars to RSTs. And as soon as I changed my gear, it was weird. I could just get my knee down. But in all seriousness, I changed from second gear to first gear, and it just made it miles easier. And then my knee fell off.
My knees down.
Then my knees.
Then his knees, elbow, his palms.
Yeah. And then
shoulders, knees and toes, knees and toes.
Just came back to me at lads. I said, lad, my knees down at the roundabout.
I've got a question for you.
Ooh.
Live, oh yes. My God.
We're not even going to the quiz.
This is live podcast. Getting your knee down. So you mentioned there, yeah, going into first gear round a roundabout. Is it easier to get your knee down, say, in first gear round a roundabout, or doing, like, a reasonable speed through a longer corner?
Well, for me... And
which one makes your arsehole clench?
Oh, the arsehole's not on the roundabout. Yeah. The roundabout's just...
practice.
Yeah, it's just the sort of
get used to it.
Get your sort of training wheels off and say, right, I'm happy with the position. I'm happy with knowing where I'm at. I'm happy with my Alpine Star gear.
Yeah.
That's the one. The problem is I'm not condoning or condemning people who do this, but really, if you're getting your knee down on the roads, then you've got to be mega careful. You shouldn't really.
Well, on a track day then.
Oh, on a track day. Oh, well, really.
The roundabout.
They're not supposed to be putting the knee down. They're putting the knee down because they're trying to keep the bike up. So the last thing they want to do is touch the floor because...
Friction.
Yeah, it's stopping them from going quicker, burn. Really.
Yeah, but it looks sick, though.
It looks myth. Especially in that Alpine
Star
gear.
Especially at the back of the novice pack. It doesn't matter about your times. You
wait for
look
me!
Sick.
Wait!
Please!
But yeah, when you get it just right and you're going around that nice long corner and you could be in second, third gear. Third gear, that's when the fucking 50 pence piece half piast, that's coming out.
Yeah.
And but it is, it's a special moment that I think.
So beyond, like, your techers on your bike, does it just come down to cojones?
On the roundabout, I think once you do it on the roundabout,
it is a bit of cojones at first.
Once you realise it's not going to tip.
But when it first touches... Then just touch it.
Oh my god!
Touch it. It's incredible.
Yeah.
When your knee first touches, then it clicks and it's like, all right.
Yeah.
It's not. You're overthinking it.
To click, bro.
Do you know what it's like? It's like
warm apple pie.
If you're coming off you're walking down a ladder, right, and you can't see where that rung is, and you're going,
it's very much like that.
And then you touch that rung and you go, oh, it's there.
Yeah,
and it's like then all of a sudden you go, fucking hell, what was I worried about? And then the next time you go for it, you know exactly
off.
Where you need to go, and you're fucking low side it, and you're straight into the side of the lamp.
In that analogy, I've not got my knee down yet. Is do you know when you're walking down the stairs and you get to the bottom, but you think there's another step, and you're like a knob, and you go, that's my way of thinking. And then you go, I can't do that because I'm like a knob.
I've tried to get my knee down before on a 50cc scooter. The trouble when
is
I
this in
was, I was completely static at the time. So.
The other problem was that when you say you were trying to get your knee down, what you actually mean is that you were wearing shorts.
Yeah,
you're actually physically trying to get your
floor.
Skin
to
the tarmac. On your knee on the tarmac floor. Yeah.
Yeah,
and
you did. It looked pretty good actually. I was there.
Sick, bro.
What we'll do is we all went to Cabos, obviously. We all got bikes and we all went out. And there was carnage. What we will do
Seven of us. Five of us came off. One nearly died.
And the guy that nearly died, we'll post an image of that.
Yeah.
Because
two nearly died.
We've got
nearly
break.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
He's still revving.
Armstrong, stop there.
Yeah. No, we weren't there. We'd gone back.
Armstrong, stop revving.
I was there.
We were playing Wall-E with our feet.
Oh, yeah.
Having said that, three of you died because I would have died had there been a car on the other side of the road and I came off and I skidded into all
I think
the
my favourite one was Grimer.
Oh, we came off.
Straight out of the petrol station.
He offered to shake his hand.
I mean... Right, now listen, what you've got to understand here is obviously we appreciate you have no idea what's going on here now.
We're going to tour stays on tour.
We've been to Cabos, right? We've all got bikes. One of the lads who came off, this was the scenario. The road looked like it was 100 miles long, a straight line, not one person on it. There was a garage, right? A petrol station on this road. We were all sat on our bikes in the petrol station. There's a guy with another person on the back of his bike driving down the road, right? It was about 4 miles away. And we're all waiting, right, to do stuff. And for some reason, one of our mates decided that the best time to come out of the station would be exactly the point when this bike was right in his path. And he just rode straight out and rode straight into him. It was almost like he was desperate for a 250 quid fix straight off you being framed. That's what happened. He fell off the bike.
And it happened, that didn't cover his costs.
The guy came off the bike and he's...
Malaka, you tell me you can ride!
Chris, you vouched for these boys.
You vouched for these boys, you tell them they can ride. You've been doing wheelies down the strip all day, Chris. And he got off the bike.
In Zimbabwe.
And he tried.
Racial.
He tried to handshake the guy that's literally took half the skin off his body.
This was about 2 hours before he was riding down the main strip, came off and stopped about a quarter of an inch in front of a car tyre with his head. Anyway, so yeah.
Where are we up to now?
Top.
Blacktop.
Oh no, Blacktop. Yeah,
oh yeah,
of course.
Sorry, Blacktop.
So, so there you are. There you are. There's your what's it? Your knee down, guys. Yeah. So the other one from Blacktop. Sorry,
very buddy. Expensive.
That's all right.
The other one from Blacktop is electronics on bike. Good or a bad thing? Do you like them or not? Are they just anti-fun? Well, interesting question. Very interesting question.
You could have an endless debate about this, couldn't you? But
if I could go and purchase a bike right now that was in a price range for a track bike, now I'm saying in a price range. So I'm not saying, you know, go out and buy a Desmo Sedice. I'm just saying in a price range of, say, $1,000 to $2,000, right? I'd probably go and buy a VFR 400. And because let's face it, I'm not going to be able to go like all over the country to ride long tracks. I'm going to be looking at short circuit stuff. I'm no Valentino Rossi, so I'm just going to want some. I'm going to want to have something that I don't have to keep on going. Wait. The VFR, no electronics whatsoever. If you look at the new CBR, very very limited electronics. Very limited electronics. But then you've got to pitch it up against the new BMW. Absolutely.
Well, that CBI, you were telling me the other day, weren't you? It's designed by the original five-blade geezer.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Who basically said,
yeah,
there's five blades out there now from 20 years ago that are still running.
That's yeah,
you
the
get
question,
modern bikes that 10 years' time, they're fucked, aren't they?
Well, do you think, for example, like the new BMW with all the state-of-the-art anti-wheelie, distribution to power to front and back wheel so you don't skid, anti-skid, all this stuff, will still be around in like, will still be recognised in 10 years, like, oh, that was a pinnacle bike of its time? Because I reckon in 10 years, the original Blaze will still be like, still stunning, raw,
yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? Beautiful bike.
The thing is, I mean, take Chris Pace for example, absolute novelty master, tech master.
Yeah.
He would all day long, as much as he'll admit that he loves like the original stuff. Yeah, he's getting his fucking he's getting it out for the tech in it.
Yeah. I know my name's been mentioned here now.
He'd have the BMW all day long.
Yeah. I'd have it all day long.
I think it's a way
of making more money out of you. They want you back in the showroom.
But it's not
just
that. If it helps though, if money wasn't an issue, you would get it though. Yeah, but you would get it because I know you say is it just a bit of fun, but it obviously can enhance the way that you can enjoy your ride. But
does it enhance riders of our ability?
It's safety in it a lot of it.
Do we get the advantage of it?
What percentage of bikers say that have got 20k to spend on a bike? Yeah.
Do you know
those guys? Like, what's your typical person who's doing that? Are they not like a middle-aged bloke who?
Yeah, I guess.
Who doesn't look into all this stuff about like he's not bothered about this early? What the essential like beginnings of bikes were? He just wants it like your typical BMW buyer now of a car. You know what I mean? Yeah, spec it up. I just want the top spec of it.
The only thing
is, he just assumes he doesn't think that shit like. This could go wrong and that could go wrong. He just assumes that it's going to be.
Oh, he doesn't think. I agree with you. He's not interested in this could go wrong, that could go wrong. If he's buying a £20,000 bike,
he can pay for it.
He is not interested. Well, he fucking better.
But I mean, the question is here, isn't it? It's like, is it just a bit of fun? Is it a gag? Is it a gimmick?
Is it a diminishing return? For what he's purchased, is what he's getting for that bike. just a waste of time for his riding style.
But if you buy
is he going to have more fun on a VFR 400? Or is he going to have more fun on a bike that does anti-traction?
I don't think
with
he's bothered, but I think he will feel safer on a BMW. Yeah. Anti-wheelie, anti-skid, you know.
But he can't use the... Listen, I understand what you're saying. The guy's going around, let's just say, for instance, these guys don't know Blue Lagoon Road. We do. We're just going to say it's a very technical road. It has every aspect of riding on it. Let's just say a guy buys a BMW. He's not a new rider, but he's a rider like us, right? He goes on Blue Lagoon Road, right? It's got tech coming out of its arse, the BMW, right? Is he going to use...
It bins it straight into the lagoon.
Is he going to use any of that functionality on that road? I'm not talking track here. I'm not talking track, because let's face it, on a track, if he uses that bike...
I think if you jumped on that bike, you would feel more comfortable and you would push yourself a bit more, and I think you would end up using it.
Let me ask you another question then. The guy buys a BMW, the same guy, his twin brother, buys the CBR, right? One's teched out to the tits, the other one's a fucking full-out old-school bike. Let's just say that, for instance, right? What difference is average yay man?
Minimum.
Right? He's going to fucking nothing. Find minimum.
Nothing.
He's going to find
yeah, but
nothing.
You say that, but then, like, compare that to, say, cars, yeah? Why don't people buy, like, a 1980s Porsche 944, something like that, yeah? That back in its day was sick, but doesn't have all that stuff on it.
But the
difference you notice in a car is massive, and the thing is with these people, there probably is a massive difference, but you just don't know it's working.
Yeah.
You don't consciously realise what is actually going on that bike.
That's a good point.
But it is doing.
The only thing I say about that is that with bikers, what I think that without sounding like a knob to car drivers, but it's a very easy situation for somebody to jump in an incredibly powerful car and drive a car incredibly powerful and get away with driving it quite fast. If you put somebody...
I don't think they'd drive it well.
Let me ask you a question. If you get somebody who's just passed their test, right?
And chuck them in a Ferrari.
No, not a Ferrari. Put them in an M3, right? Put them in.
They're wrapping it up.
Yeah. Listen. Just hold on a second. Put them in an M3. No. I'm being deadly serious. Putting them in an M3.
Put them in.
You say to them, go over the Blue Lagoon Road, right?
Question.
But then you put a lad or a girl who's just passed the test.
Wait a minute, is it a lad or a girl? Because this is...
hold on a minute. We want to keep some listeners here.
L3 Creative does not condone any sort of...
Sexism.
Sexism. Yeah. No
we
way.
Like sexism.
No way.
Sex. Isms. What I'm saying is that fundamentally, somebody who's just got a basic understanding of speed, cornering, logistics of a car, they get into a very powerful car. A car is a hell of a lot more forgiving, right? Technology-wise, granted, than a bike is.
I think you're forgetting the first and the fact that you'd been driving since you were 12. But you're forgetting the fact that when people just get into their first car when they're 17,
it's quite daunting to get on the
motorway. It's quite daunting to, you know what I mean? You're forgetting that. Now you could just jump into an M3 and give it some beans over the top road, but you've been driving for,
But what I'm asking you is, what I'm asking you is the difference between jumping in an M3 and jumping on a Pinigale, is the difference massive or is the difference the same? Because if it's massive, then the fact that the bikes have got technology means that they're a waste of time. If it's the same, well, then the fact that the bikes have got technology is great.
I don't think it's that big. You imagine, when you're behind someone who's just passed, you can tell, it's grim. They're in a little 1-2 Fiesta or something.
Do you think your sister could drive an M5?
But she's not just passed.
No, but just for an example, humour me. Do you think that she could drive an M5?
Not gun it.
No, but do you think she could drive it?
She could drive it at 30 miles an hour, yeah.
Now, I'm going to say to you now, do you think that somebody who had ridden, say, just for example, and it's no, piss takes to anybody who's got one
Cub 90.
But do you think anyone who's got Cup Night is a fucking iconic badge, mate? Someone who's say got an ER or oh, I don't know, a CB600F, right? Let's just go for a bike that you started on, right? Do you think that if you got off that CB600F and got straight onto a brand new Pinigale, right, or a brand new Beamer, you'd be all right? Whereas
could you
if
ride,
you've got
ride it normally,
ride it normally, ride it. Fine. But I'd be dead pretty soon. If,
no,
if
I don't think you'd be dead pretty soon if you got into an M5 and went, I give it a bit of beans.
When you say you'd be dead, I think you'd crash.
Yeah. Yeah,
the trouble is with bikes, it's a finite thing, and it's like, if you wrap up at a certain speed.
What I'm saying is that, yeah, I agree with what you're saying.
Let me say something. So,
no.
If you get into. That makes sense. And I'm not going to say. I'm going to say a Ferrari, like F40.
Right.
Because the speeds that you're talking on the bike's the same kind of thing, right? So, you get into a Ferrari F40, right? I don't know. Your sister gets into a Ferrari F40 and you say,
why are we all talking about my sister? my mum before. And
I was waiting for that to go, hold on a minute, lads.
And we say to her, right.
Which sister are we talking about?
You need to
done
it.
Right, top road, fast as you can.
Oh, you are. You're off.
30 mile an
hour. You're going into the lagoon.
Imagine.
You're going that way.
You wouldn't understand the back end of, she'd be gone.
Well, and this, do you think say
you get a new rider, you put them on the Pinigale and you say off you go, same thing, you know, they won't be able to handle the power.
I just think that the technology in a car, this is right, fundamentally this is what I'm saying, I think that the technology advancements that are equipped in a brand new car today of a high spec are much more advantageous for a driver than they are for a rider of similar calibre on the road. What I'm saying there is that if I got a brand new BMW, right, S1000RR, got on it and rode over Blue Lagoon, I'm not going to ride that. I might ride it a couple of seconds quicker than I ride mine, right? But I'm not going to be putting black lines down on the fucking corners. So what difference to me on the road is that going to make? Now, if you say, yeah, well, hold on a minute. If you take that round a track, well, we're talking a different fucking scenario. That's true.
Yeah,
if I can afford to take a bike like that round a track, well, then we're talking a different scenario.
It goes the same with a car, that though, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Well, I think
you wouldn't notice much of it. If you were a competent, or not, like beyond that, a decent driver,
I think you could
rag an old car around those roads not much slower than you could a new car.
Yeah. Right, well, let me ask you this, right? Your Beamer, yeah? When you had your Beamer. Now, if we were to give you a Ferrari, right? I reckon, let's just use the Blue Lagoon as the template. I reckon you would be able to drive that car round Blue Lagoon, the Ferrari, quite a bit quicker than you would have been able to drive the Beamer around it.
Mm.
Now, surely on the fact that, alright, yeah, I reckon, without a doubt.
Yeah, but I'm fucking...
I mean, he's fucking shit off a shovel for a start. No, but do you know what I mean? What I'm saying is that the advancement in, say, the tech that's in that car...
So what we're saying is that it's the ability that you're saying more than...
Yeah.
What I'm saying is that...
I think if you're a beginner, that kind of stuff is going to make a difference to you.
I'll agree with that. If you're a beginner...
The kind of people that are buying a 20 grand bike... I mean, even for you lads...
Hopefully I'm going to be beginners.
...who are bikers... Your bike is your secondary vehicle.
Yeah.
It's a luxury.
Yeah, it's a pleasure.
So,
it's a tool.
If you had a choice between spending 20 grand, if you had 25 grand budget and you had to spend 20 grand on one and 5 grand on another, you spend 20 grand on your car. Regardless of being bike heads, you spend 20 grand on your car, 5 grand on your bike.
Whoa.
that's how it goes.
Get out.
Right, from now on, everything, when you hear big long silences, I've had to edit him.
But the thing is, it's this country, isn't it? It'd be a different story if you're in America or you're
of course it would,
like Spain or somewhere like you can use it on a day-to-day basis, but how can you justify that expense on?
Well, this is what we've been talking about for a few months. It's the justification of. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm now in that trap. I am in this black hole of
relationship.
Don't talk about
that. It's alright, she'd have listened to
her. Yeah, super listened, massive
it's a super massive
They're the ones you want to be worried about.
But I'm in this situation of, look, I've had a bike now nearly 6 years, right? ZX10R, 06 model, right? I've done a load of stuff to it that I like myself personally, and aesthetically I love it. And I can't afford now to go any further up, and I don't physically want to go any further back down. So I'm in limbo now. There's nothing I can do. So luckily, I'm in a great situation because I can stick with my bike. I'm happy to stick with my bike now, more than happy. But if I wanted to go that next level, I'm going to have to stump up 15 grand to do that. Now, if they're saying...
You could imagine if you had 10 grand budget.
Yeah, so we're talking second-hand market now, aren't we?
Yeah. Well,
fair dues. If you're talking second-hand market, then
right,
no issues. No issues at all. But what I'm saying is that I bought my bike brand new, and it was 7,300 quid. And I fucking bought that on finance.
How much is the equivalent by now?
Now, 14, 15 grand.
Yeah, crazy.
That's maybe
mental,
more,
isn't it?
Maybe double. More.
In 5 years, six yeah. years.
And that's standard as well, by the way, because if you want to start putting
no,
the pipes...
How many years is that?
6 years now.
Six, seven years. And is that because of the technology?
Yeah, I would say so. It's economy, but majority is technology, I would say, yeah.
No, it's 2015, you bought yours, went in 2006. Six? It's not 6 years, is it?
No, sorry, mine was 57. It's an 06 model, I bought mine in 57. So March 2007.
So you said the other day that a big difference with yours would be weight.
Oh, it's massive.
Yeah. I mean, that's
massive.
Technology in itself, isn't it?
Without a doubt. Well, they're still using predominantly the same engines, but what they're doing is they're shaving the weight off them. I mean, if you look at mine and you look at the new ones that are out, fundamentally, engine-wise, there hasn't been a massive change. But frame-wise, wheel-wise, shock-wise, all other...
Does stuff like come down in the same way, say, like... With cars, so stuff comes from, say, like rally, obviously they have to be stock cars, so a lot of technology that's developed in that filters down into production cars. Does that happen with
without a doubt? Well, if you look now at the new R1, so they've got the R1 and the R1M. That bike now, I mean, they're going tits about that bike,
the R1M,
they are going tits about it, and that is pretty much, it's based on the GP bike, and it's
20 grand. It's even more than that, isn't it? 25 grand.
The R1M.
Yeah.
Well, the new R1's not. Well, the R1M is fucking silly. It's like the H2R. You know, I mean, well, it's not.
Shall
like
we? Shall we trump it up? At Black Top Media, that was a fantastic question.
Well, look at this now.
Fantastic question.
Yeah. You're getting your money's worth. It's free.
And I think, being the judge of this, I think it was...
You've been fucking quiet, man.
I've just been taking it all in, mate.
Well,
because I'm
going
to give my little opinion on it now. I think
we
have to agree to disagree on that question. Because
well, what do you think
there's
about
pros and cons. I like the technology.
I love the technology
as well.
Do you know what I like?
If you had unlimited money, you'd be on a mug not to get the beam.
Of course, without a doubt. And the best thing is, as well, is that if you don't like the technology, you can turn the fucker off. You don't have to have it. That's the nice.
Just fuse out, innit, mate?
Well, you could just turn it off. I mean, they've got like seven different settings on the fly that you can use for power settings, and you can turn them all off if you want. Just have it as full power, turn it off.
Right, as I've said, we're wrapping this up now. Paste.
Sorry.
Not anymore.
God, paste.
Do it on your own.
So what?
Do your own time,
it's
mate.
4 months, I've got shit to say.
Yeah, we've got to agree to disagree on that question.
Listen to me.
Black Top Media, these leads are going mental now. We have to agree to disagree on
don't
that question.
Hog the mic.
Hogging the mic. So we're going to move on now. I'm going to move on.
Bloody brilliant.
We're going to play a little game.
Oh, right. We're going to move on to another section now, which called
Pace doesn't know how to play top trumps.
We're going to move on to Pace Top Trumps. I'll edit that.
He's never played top trumps.
Right, lads, I'm going to mix these up.
What?
What I've done
wait.
Is... What I've done is I have...
Wait!
I've got some cards and I've taken them out of a very popular publication.
It's a bit of a cheap
Playboy
version of Top Trumps, isn't it?
Oh,
Top Trumps is about a tenner.
I've mixed that's what I mean.
Joke.
Fuck Top Trumps. Fucking Top Trumps.
Could get a fucking beamer for
I've got Top Trumps with a load of tech in it. I've got Top Trumps in. So what
card.
I'm gonna do is
give
I'm gonna give cards out at random. I'm not gonna look.
Yes!
I'm not gonna look.
Oh, boys, you are in trouble.
I'm gonna go from the bottom out. Look.
Oh, get out.
Oh, God, boys, you are in trouble. You are
one of my favourites.
Okay, so Chris Pace, myself, is gonna be the host of this because I don't have any trumps. But what I am gonna do is I'm gonna watch these boys play it because I haven't got a fucking clue how you play top trumps. So, lads, who wants to go first? Actually.
Do any of us know what bikes are in this?
No.
No.
You've no idea?
No. Right.
So, can we do scissors, paper, stone for who starts the top trumps?
On three.
Yes!
San Andres Med nails it with the scissors. The lads have done paper. So, Med, would you like to start off the top trumps?
Do we get to choose which... No, it's got to be the top one,
isn't it? Top one.
Yeah, the top one.
Top one, boy. God, don't you know anything about top
trumps? I'm going to go for claimed power. And I presume we're going off... the highest break.
Don't look at me, Matt, because I'm not going to lie to you.
When you say claimed power.
Claimed power, and
I'm going for tested power on mine.
I've got two claimed.
What is yours, tested rather than claimed?
Yeah, it don't matter. Yeah,
yeah, so what did you say claimed?
Claimed, yeah.
186 brake horsepower.
That's a joke.
That's a joke! You want to go, Kenny, or...?
I've got an absolute pathetic fat fucking skinny dick number.
I've only
124 burps.
Oh, oh god. No. Well, I've only got the Ducati 1299 Pinegal S.
Oh, that's bullshit!
At 205 brake horse.
Pass me here.
And come on, Med. Pass me that back one. Med, pass me that back one.
Shit, anyway.
And you're not going to believe what I've got next, lads.
It's cheating!
Oh, God!
It's cheat!
So I'm going to go for...
Can't go for the same one.
Go for from. www.hampshiremvaugusta.co.uk Beat that.
Oh, you've got the Brutale. That's what you've got.
Mate.
I can go for the same one.
You can go for the same one.
Yeah, I can.
You can.
What?
The same
Brick,
one.
You can't do that.
What? You want to
go? Claimed power.
God, don't you know Paul Trumps?
I'm going to go for claimed power.
You can't go for claimed
again.
Power.
You dick.
Stop changing your bikes as well. You cheat.
I'm not changing them.
Cheat.
I don't believe that you can't use the same one again.
No, you can't. I can't do it.
It's just about your beliefs.
Right, fine. Screw you then. Claim talk.
Yeah.
Ooh. Just to let you know, I've got the R1M.
Oh, God. What, you've actually
got the
R1M,
mate,
and the R1M.
Are you joking?
Yeah, boy.
Not playing with you anymore, right?
Real quick. What does Pace Cock taste like?
Cheese it.
Rancid. Vinegary.
Almondy.
Cheese factory.
112.4 at 11,500 RPM.
Yeah. We're going for lowest, by the way.
Yeah, it's lowest.
Yeah.
Yeah. 76.
Oh, I nailed it. You were never going to beat me with those bikes. The winner!
Well,
good morning.
That has ended quite quickly.
Give me your cards. Get top trumps.
I'm a fucking...
Pinegali.
And unfortunately...
And the R1M. Look at that.
Cheat.
That was a game of top trumps that I've ended up ruining a magazine by cutting them out of a magazine to do... But well done, Boyd. Well done, Boyd. So, Boyd, can we remember who won the last one? I think Med won the last one, didn't he? So that's now 1-1.
1-1.
1-1, lads, in this feud that is ongoing. So that was Pace Top Trumps. Gentlemen, we are now... coming towards the end of this podcast.
No.
And
the end is near.
So I think it only fitting that we just mention our, well, one last thing. Next weekend, ladies and gentlemen, one of our hosts here is tying the eternal knot and getting married, and that is Boyd Adams.
Married on a bike.
A round of applause for Boyd Adams getting married.
Don't call her a bike, mate.
It's not fair.
So Boyd's getting married next week.
The village bike used to call her. Ding ding. And here, we'll have a bloody ride.
Yeah, she doesn't listen to the. Oh God. So there'll be loads
wait,
of
balls. Wait, you! Wait!
So we'll get some good photos of that. And we'll have them on the
I'll have a chesty on the suit.
Chesty. walking around with his chesty out. So I would like to just sort of end the podcast. First of all, can I say thank you to Johnny from @L3Creative on Twitter. www.l3creative.co.uk on the web. Thank you, Johnny.
Thank you, Johnny. Higgs Boson.
Thank you, Sean.
Not a problem. If you want to see some of his stuff, just get your fingers out. Yeah, start typing. Don't be a fucking waste of time. I'd like to say thank you to my co-hosts, Boyd Adams.
Thank you.
San Andreas Mad.
Thank me.
And we would just like to say thank you to you lot. Also, can I just say, if you want to get in touch with us, I've got thrusting pelvises on either side of my face. If you want to get in touch with us, it's @LunatrixUK on Twitter, right?
Or Gmail.
It's lunatrixuk@gmail.com, right? Or if you want to look at absolutely nothing on YouTube,
go to Paul.
On YouTube, Lunatrix UK. There's no videos there at all. That will be changing this summer. There is nothing there now. Check it out.
You are literally wasting your time.
You are wasting your time.
Subscribe to that channel.
I'll tell you what, if you subscribe to that channel, right?
If you get 100 subscribers, Chris Pace will put a little.
Go on,
video of his dick
on. Literally.
Yeah, I put a massive video.
On that note, we'll call it a day.
Remember, guys, if you want cum, we'll give it you.
Good what? Oh my God.
No,
it's not recorded.